Welcome. Thank you for joining us. This session is about UI test automation. I'm Yosef Durr. I'm a program manager in Windows. And I'm excited to be here to talk about UI testing and the tool developments that our teams have been working on.
I am Gopinath. I'm a program manager in Visual Studio team. Today, we're going to talk to you more about UI test automation and how can you do web testing using Selenium kind of tools.
So Gopinath, there's a lot going on right now for app developers, a lot of tooling improvements that allow them to target more devices and do so more efficiently so that they can access all these devices that are coming on the market. Now, for those developers who are all excited about that, UI test automation, should they be thinking about UI test automation?
Absolutely. Given the new DevOps workflow, it's becoming more and more important for developers to ship quality applications. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you ship quality applications in the same time? You want to do more UI test automation.
Absolutely. There are
more devices. You want to test your application against all plethora of devices with as minimal effort as possible. We are hoping UI test automation is going to help them.
Makes sense.
Let's just switch into understand what exactly the developers want in the UI test automation. Most of the testers, they don't want to learn different languages, different frameworks. They want to have a single API surface area, if possible, to test all applications. And the next thing is in the language of their choice. There are C# developers, there are Java developers, there are JavaScript developers, there are Python developers. We cannot force people to learn a specific language for doing UI test automation. They want to use a choice of their own language. The next thing is, as Yusuf talked about, the device form factors are increasing, right? So there are a lot more device form factors that are available. You want to write once and test on all these devices a lot more easily. Finally, the UI test automation, you want to test just like a customer clicks on the sign-in button, or just like the customer navigates from one page to another page. That's what everybody wants to emulate. Now, what is the solution for it? Selenium is one of the open source technologies which is helping in solving some of these problems, right? Selenium can support any languages. You can just use whatever language that you want. And Selenium started expanding to all platforms. You can test all your web applications targeting different browsers more easily with Selenium. And finally, you can test with any test framework of your choice. It can be JUnit, it can be MS Test, it can be NUnit, it can be XUnit, any of the frameworks that you want to choose. Right. Now, how does this magic work? Yeah. All of this magic works through WebDriver JSON Wire protocol.
So the WebDriver JSON Wire protocol, that's HTTP?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, it is HTTP based. It can just target any device or any machine. They can just run the web browser and then drive the commands, uh-huh, execute the test on those.
So is this cross-plat?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, it is cross-plat.
OK.
I'll actually show you some of the demos,
how
exactly it works. Let's just pick up a simple demo of how do I run Selenium test, targeting a Chrome browser, also targeting an Edge browser. We are, in fact, at Microsoft, fully adopting and then supporting the Selenium driver. We have an Edge open source web driver available to everybody.
Right.
Let me switch on to my Visual Studio. This is my Visual Studio. I created a simple unit test application, right? And all it is doing is it is testing it's launching bing.com and it is firing two commands targeting the bing.com. So essentially I have two methods. One is test Bing Edge and second one is test Bing Chrome. Now, if you actually see the code, all I am doing in the code is launching the web driver. After I launch the web driver, I'm just invoking the test method. And let me just see now what I'm doing on the Chrome too. Even on the Chrome, I'm launching the Chrome driver, and then I'm launching one method called test method, which actually does the exact same test. All of these two browsers are invoking the same method. They navigate to the bing.com URL, and then they type the web driver as a search keyword, and then they press the enter. I just kept the sleep so that you guys can see what's happening on the machine. And then it'll actually verify whether there is a web driver found in the search results. Now, how do you get this web drivers? You can actually go do add these NuGet packages. We have already installed the NuGet packages that are needed for me, right? I have installed, if you just see the installed NuGet packages for this, I have already installed the Chrome driver. I have already installed the Selenium NuGet packages so that I can run this application. Now, let me run this. I think you guys need to watch a little carefully because, you know, it's a UI automation. It will run very fast. It'll launch the browser. It'll type the keywords. It'll first do the Edge test, and then it'll do the Chrome test. So these two tests are showing up here. Let me click Run All. I'm now clicking on Run All. You can now see it building. Oh, you can actually see now that's the Edge. Now this is the Chrome browser. It launched. It actually searched for the WebDriver keyword, and it actually, you know, looked for the results. Once after all the testing is done, it has actually closed all the drivers appropriately. This is how you can write the code once and then test against all the browsers that are possible.
Very cool. So how do I start a test like this in Visual Studio?
So in Visual Studio, you can just go to the Test Explorer. These are the tests that are available. I can right-click and then run the test that I can execute directly from the Test Explorer.
Okay, very nice.
So now what I have shown you is Visual Studio, right? The promise that we have been telling is, oh, you know what, we want to do the DevOps promise, right? We should execute the tests on a continuous basis. Now, how do we achieve that? So we have in the Visual Studio Team Services, there is a workflow that you can define, right? This is the continuous integration workflow or a release management workflow. In the continuous integration workflow, it is a simple build definition that I have defined. I am now doing a build here in my first task. In the second task, I'm actually doing an Azure web application. I'm just taking it and then deploying it to the Azure. I'm actually using Selenium to test all of these applications, right? Yeah. Whatever application that I have shipped, I have written a bunch of tests. I will execute my test targeting this application, and it'll test it. So this is how you define a build workflow. And you can actually triggers, you can go to the triggers and then say, hey, you know what, I want to configure this for continuous integration. So essentially for every check-in from now on, it will trigger this workflow and then execute it. Now let me queue this build and show you the results. So now it started queuing the build. It started, you know, executing the exact build definition that we have talked about. Just to save the time, I have done the execution. I will show you how the results will look like. Mm. This is how the results will look like. I have executed 6 tests before. Now let me just click on the detailed report so that I can just show you the test results. If I zoom out this window, you will be able to see. So as I have shown in my VS, you know, there are same tests that are executed against different browsers. In this case, I'm showing a same test executing on Firefox, on Chrome browsers, and then, you know, get the results. This is how I can scale up testing my application a lot more easily on different web platforms.
Awesome. So I have a question about this. Yeah. One of the scenarios I'm very interested in is mobile. Does this support mobile devices?
Absolutely. Let me just go to the build definition and then show you, you know, let me edit this build definition. Today, most of the mobile there are cloud providers that are available.
Right.
There is a Perfecto, there is a Sauce Labs, there is a Keynote. We have full integration possible with all of these cloud providers. If you actually go to the test task, there you go. You can just see the Perfecto task.
Very cool.
You just add this task. Similar way, you just execute it. The same test, it'll go, take it, run it on an iPad web browser or an Android web browser, and then give you the results.
So I don't need to go out and buy the devices and stock them and then bring new ones in all the time. These services do that for me, right?
Yes. Very, so that's how it works.
Very cool.
So this is how, you know, modern web application testing can be automated end-to-end using Selenium driver. So that's about web application testing. Yosef, do you have anything to talk about Windows applications testing?
Yeah, let's talk about application testing. So Selenium is a great toolkit for testing browsers. And the natural next question to ask is, what do we have for application testing that's similar? And if you think about it, Selenium works well for a few really good reasons. The philosophy of embracing open standards and enabling you to use the tooling and the languages that you prefer. along with the elegant architecture of the WebDriver JSON Wire protocol, make for a great combination that allow you to be efficient in testing your applications across multiple browsers. And web developers have this, and app developers want the same thing. App developers are looking at all the different devices coming out, and they want to run their app on all of them, and they want to be efficient with testing them. So, fortunately, some smart people got together a few years ago and saw the need for this, and they started an open source project. And it's called Appium. And you can read about it and get involved with it on appium.io. And the founders subscribe to Selenium, both the philosophy and the architecture. So this is very much taking Selenium and applying it to application testing. So what makes Appium different from Selenium? It's just a couple things. One is they looked at the API surface, and there are some APIs that are not applicable for an application, and they opted not to implement those. And then they added some APIs that are needed for application testing, and we call those Appium extensions. So let's look a little bit more into this, how it's architected, and how a test flows. So you start with a test script. You can use many languages. In our example, we're using C#. That test script is then loaded by a test runner. And the test runner processes the commands and spits them out to the application that's being tested as HTTP calls. And these all follow the WebDriver format, which is HTTP, and then JSON payloads. Examples of what this looks like. Here's a query string looking for an element. Another command asking for the display text of an element. Another example where you know the element ID and you want to click it. So they're all HTTP calls, and they all follow a very nice structure that's easy to read and understand. So what happens when these instructions go out? Well, they're going out to an IP address and port, and it can be on your local machine or it can be remote. And they're picked up by what we call an Appium server. And this is its own process. It's a web server that's listening for these commands. It takes the commands and then translates them into platform-specific APIs for driving your app. So the app that you're testing is not tuned in any way. It's not instrumented in any way. It's the actual bits that you ship to customers. And you're driving it on the left side here with a test script and a test runner that's sending HTTP calls to the right side where the Appium server is that's running your app, that's testing your app. So now,
So Yosef, I just see here all of the URLs are pointing to 127 local URL.
That's right.
Can I just test, can I run my app on a remote machines and then can I test them too?
Absolutely. So the default is to run locally. But you can definitely override that and have the device at a remote location. It just has to have an IP address that's accessible to you.
Okay. And is the code that I write is it similar to, you know, same as iOS, Android? Will it work for, you know, iOS, Android, and Windows together?
That's right. So that's the vision here. So if you look at the left side, it's multiple languages, it's multiple test runners. And you could add to this. Likewise, to Gopinath's point, on the right side, you can add additional platforms, and as long as the channel between them is the WebDriver JSON Wire protocol, it can grow on both sides and it will work well.
Wow, that's awesome.
So it's cool.
Just like, you know what, in the web applications we saw, write once, run anywhere on any web browsers, you're write once, and
that's
test
right.
on, you know, any device application.
That's right. Now, I will say with Appium, sometimes you need a little tweak and then initialization, depending on the platform of the device. But usually, it's just in that initialization, and the rest of your code can be the same.
That's awesome.
So this is a great structure. And I'm very excited to announce today that we are releasing a new service for Windows that supports this test framework. Many of you have said, you wish that there was better support on Windows for Appium. And we heard you, and we agree, and we have been spending time on this. This new service fills the following role. It's an Appium server that runs on Windows, and it will take the requests and make the native API calls for you. Let's talk more about this service. So as I was saying, you deploy this on a Windows machine, and it will spin up a web server where it listens for the WebDriver calls. This is not shipped in Windows. This is something you go get from Microsoft Download Center and installed on the device where you're testing your application.
So this is, you know, no different than, you know, me downloading Edge WebDriver or
exactly.
You know, Chrome WebDriver.
Exactly.
It's similar to that.
You got it.
Okay. Awesome.
The other thing is it's not open source, and Appium is an open source project. And our team cares deeply about open source. We are investigating how and whether we can make this particular project open source. So we'll see how that goes. As I was saying on earlier, you can pick this up at Microsoft Download Center. And it's a preview edition, so this is early. We wanted to get this to you early so that your feedback could start coming in, and you could tell us how we need to change it going forward to meet your needs. And you should expect frequent updates. Device support. Currently, we support PC. The next device we want to support is mobile. And in the future, we want to support as many devices as we can.
So Yosef, you're saying PC. Now on PC, are you planning to support all kinds of applications, UWP, native, Win32, all applications?
That's absolutely the vision for this project.
Wow.
Currently,
okay.
We're running UWP apps, and we are absolutely trying to address every application you can run on Windows. That's the goal.
That's awesome. That's it exactly, you know, every developer is looking for.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Good. Now, when we've been building this, I want to call out that we've been very intentional about reaching out to the open source community and the Appium community and other partners to make sure we do this right in a way that fits well with the bigger picture of what people are interested in. And on that note, Jonathan Lipps, who's one of the Appium founders, gave me a quote he said I could share. And the quote's behind me here. And I just want to add that, Jonathan, we're very excited about working with the Appium community as well, and we look forward to seeing what we can do together over the next year and beyond. All right, so the next thing we're going to do is give you a demo of Appium on Windows. Here I am in Visual Studio, and the first thing I want to call out is that this is a test project, just like what you saw earlier when Gopinath had a Selenium project up. It follows the same life cycle where you have an initialization, and then you have cleanup, and then you have test methods further down for your individual tests, and then other functionality that you can include. The next thing I want to call out is we are including the Appium NuGet package, and this is available on NuGet today. And you'll see that we're using the iOS namespace, and that's because there is no Windows namespace currently, and that's something we hope to have fixed soon. But in the meantime, we can actually use the iOS namespace, and it works just fine, which points to how our service is so WebDriver compliant. So in the initialization phase, we're going to create a session with the IP address, in this case it's on localhost, to the Alarms app. This is the Inbox Windows Alarms app. That call will then return to us a session ID, and we'll use that session ID for all the subsequent test actions. So let's go ahead and run the test. This particular test is going to open the Alarms tab and add an alarm. And once it's added it, it's going to delete it, and then the test will be complete. All right, very good. We see that it completed. Now I'm going to scroll down to another test called Stopwatch Start Stop. And we're going to open that same app to the Stopwatch tab, and we're going to look for the Start button and click it and let the stopwatch roll for a few seconds. Now in this particular test, you're going to see that something isn't quite right. That clock isn't going.
So Yosef, is that the play button? Is the button that you wanted to click
That's
there?
That's right. That play button right in the middle there is what we're trying to click. Okay. And then you see the time increment if the test succeeds. Now,
the code seems to be right.
The code looks good to me. It's looking for the play button. It's clicking it. It's waiting for 5 seconds. And then it's clicking it again to stop it.
Yeah.
Let's see what Visual Studio tells us. It says no such element was found. Mm. OK, well, let's look at the service.
Is there any
log
better,
window?
Yeah, I want to see better debugging information.
So let's scroll up in our service log and let's see if we can find an error. So here, these are all success. Oh, here's an error.
Okay.
An element could not be found. It's the same error. So what we have going on is the ID is probably not right. Mm. And there's a great tool that ships with the Windows SDK called Inspect. And since this is an inbox application, we're not going to have access to the source. And so let's use Inspect to go find out what the ID is. So here's Inspect. And you can see the automation ID of this particular button is stopwatch play pause button. There's no underscore in it. So we'll go ahead and fix the test. Rebuild. And let's run this test again. And hopefully now you'll see that play button clicked and the timer will run for 5 seconds. There it goes.
Oh, nice.
So we fixed it. So this is a good example of using Appium in Windows, testing a Windows application.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is exactly what most of developers have been looking for so long. Now, you know, I am part of the Visual Studio team, and we used to have a coded UI solution.
Yeah.
Compared to coded UI, this is more scalable and more platform independent, a lot more powerful.
Yep.
This is super, I'm super excited to, you know,
I agree.
Ship
I'm
this solution
too.
To all the customers.
Yep. You know, and I'm excited too. You know, we're working together. Windows is working with Visual Studio to create the great end-to-end solution here. It's very exciting.
So the service is available today for you to download. You can download it and then start giving feedback to us. We have a user voice that's available, the UI test on WP Dev user voice. Please give us feedback and share what works, what does not work, what exactly you are looking more for. And you can join the Appium community as well.
Yeah, I want to add to that. You know, anytime you're getting value out of an open source project, it's really important that you take time to submit, you know, additions to that project and get involved with that community. You will see us in that Appium open source project submitting pull requests to support both Windows support and just Appium in general.
That's awesome. Thank you, Yosef. Yeah. The email ID of Yosef and mine are available. Contact us if you have feedback, questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.